Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. It's our prayer today that you are continuing to look up, lifting up your head to realization that our redemption is drawing nearer and nearer each and every day. I don't know about you, but that gives me a great sense of comfort, encouragement, and hope, and knowing that our lives are in the hands of our Creator, God Himself. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you that we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the truth book, as I have called it for so many years. Jesus said in John 8:31 and 32 to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus says in John 14:6, "I am truth." And then in John 17:17, the Lord Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that should cause us to be rejoicing even in the days of darkness and despair, discouragement, difficulty, and devastation that the Bible says it will be in the last days. That's found in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 and following. It gives the outline of what will take place in the last days. And we're seeing that come about every day, ladies and gentlemen. I challenge you, encourage you to look at your scripture and prayer, give prayer for consideration of what God is saying is taking place in these last days. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about today standing steadfast. Standing steadfast. I have Pastor Davis with me today, and between the two of us, we're going to try to get the truth out in relationship to what the scripture says and what we ought to do. There are a lot of Christians today, a lot of people today. We were just talking about it before the show, that we have a lot of people that call themselves Christians that are living in absolute fear. They're fearful of today. They're fearful of tomorrow. They're fearful of the virus. They're fearful of being without a mask. They're fearful of going without a vaccine, just living in a constant state of fear. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe God ever intended for a Christian to live in a state of fear. But let me remind you, and we'll be talking about that further, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and discussion. This program is designed around you, our listener. We want to get you involved with the questions, the comments, the dialogue, and the discussion. I want you to get involved in asking the questions, allowing us to give directions and answers based on the authority of Scripture. It is truth that we need to seek. However, it was George Orwell, the secularist, back in 1947, Orwell wrote a book entitled 1984. It was a dystopian fiction novel, but yet what he stated in his book has come about so clearly, for the most part, for America in 2020 and 2021. We're finding it all coming to fruition. But George Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And ladies and gentlemen, if you've not experienced that, you've not been out and about, because Pastor Davis and I can affirm the fact that if you stand on the truth, you're going to have folks that's going to dislike you and have all kind of evil things to say about you and want to chide and challenge and condemn all that you say. This is the reason I go to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus said, and may I quote Jan Hus, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." And I challenge you to do that today. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, today truth is so vital, so needful, and so necessary. And without truth, we find our nation and our world literally spinning out of control because of a disdain for the truth of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time has a staff that can answer your questions about professional and homeowner lawn care equipment. And so Tools for Time, you need to look them up. They're located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, there's a gigantic flag. I'm told the flagpole's 165 feet in the air. Gigantic U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Ladies and gentlemen, find that American flag flowing the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Pastor, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being here, Dr. Youngblood. It's always a pleasure to be a part of this broadcast. And I just want to say to you on today, I think we've been going at this for about a year.
That's right.
Now, amen. And I thank God for you inviting me all those different times to come on and try to be a source of encouragement for the body of Christ.
Absolutely. That's what we need to do. And I'm thankful for your stand on the Word, Pastor, and I'm thankful for your stand on the truth of the Word of God without bending and without bowing.
Amen.
And I believe that's what's needed in society today.
Amen.
So if we had any pastors out there listening, let's encourage you today that we're talking about the subject standing steadfast. And that's what, Pastor, I believe that we need to do.
Amen.
Stand steadfast. Every Christian, every pastor, every person that said yes to Jesus Christ, every believer. In fact, I need to stretch that even further. Every conservative, every patriot, we need to stand fast in these last days.
Amen.
If we do not, if we vacillate, if we compromise, if we surrender the truth of the Word of God, it is going to be hopeless for our nation. And so that's what we're wanting to encourage you to recognize today, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to take a stand for truth. And standing fast is what we're talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation has been changing at what I call lightning speed. We've watched tectonic changes in our nation that a year ago, year and a half ago, Pastor, I would have never dreamed possible to take place in America.
Amen.
If somebody told me a year ago, year and a half ago, that the federal government could simply give the order and all businesses would be locked down, if I were to have been told a year and a half ago that churches would simply bow, bend, surrender, submit, and compromise the gospel by closing the churches because the government says to do so, I would have never dreamed that's possible. I would have never dreamed it possible, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
We've seen, ladies and gentlemen, things take place today that, as I've used the term, the land of the free and the home of the brave, that indicates we're no longer the land of the free. We're no longer the home of the brave. And by the way, we're the home of the brave because the brave of centuries gone by where they would take a stand for truth. And I'm finding that's not the case today in America, generally speaking.
Amen.
But I'm going to, Pastor, I'm going to just give, by way of an elongated monologue, an overview of many things that we've seen. Perhaps our listeners are familiar with them. Perhaps our listeners have other ideas of things that's transpired that I've not brought under the microscope of what we're talking about today. But I want to just simply give a broad overview of what we've seen take place in the past year, year and a half in America. Now, I understand a lot of these things, ladies and gentlemen, has been taking place for years. We're watching the culmination of some of the things that's been happening for years. But I just simply want to draw to our attention some of these major things that have been taking place in the past year and a half in particular that I believe we need to recognize as being problematic.
Amen.
It's on the fast track for the, how would you say, the demise of America, and especially the demise of our Bill of Rights, our constitutional liberties, and especially freedom of speech and our religious liberties. Pastor, if we lose our religious liberties, our freedom to speak, our freedom to preach, our freedom to have our churches open will be for naught. It'll
Amen.
Be gone. Absolutely gone.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article here, and it's dealing with the nation of Canada. But what we see taking place in Canada, as one writer said, as one television, I believe it was Mark Stein, said on television recently that what we see in Canada is knocking on our door in America today, and I believe it's the next thing on the calendar for our nation. This article says authorities physically close a church because of COVID violations by erecting a fence. This is dated April the 7th. Canadian authorities arrived at the Grace Life Church near Edmonton, Alberta, on Wednesday to physically close the church after it repeatedly violated COVID-19 restrictions. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me just pause before reading further in the article. The pastor was arrested because of opening his church. The pastor was thrown in jail for 34 days, I think it was. The pastor was fined thousands and thousands of dollars and then released. The pastor decided to go back to do what God had called him to do and stand in his pulpit and preach. And so this is the end result. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police told Global News that officers had assisted members of the Alberta Health Services in enforcing the closure and erecting temporary fencing around the building Wednesday morning after determining the church did not comply with the restrictions. Officials arrived before 8 a.m. to put fencing up and block off the parking stalls. The closure came after Grace Life Church held packed services on Good Friday and Easter Sunday this past weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line, it's about a three-page article. It's been all over the news. I have read probably four or five articles on that because the pastor and his members simply obeyed God, simply preaching the word, simply having worship services. Regardless of what they did to try to follow the so-called COVID restrictions, it was not satisfactory for the Canadian Police Department and Health Ministry, as they call it. So as a result of that, and I've looked at aerial photos, it's online, they put a double set of 10-foot fencing around the entire parking lot, the entire building.
My.
And then internal line of fencing, they have a double wall of fencing, Pastor, keep them from even opening the church doors. Now, that's bad enough, but they have restricted the pastor that not only he can't go back in his church, but they've restricted him to his home that he cannot leave his home to go to any church.
My goodness.
He's not allowed to go to church in the nation of Canada. And ladies and gentlemen, you say, well, perhaps that's not applicable because that's not in America. But ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track for that today. We're watching it take place as day after day after day, we're declining morally, ethically, spiritually, and constitutionally in our great nation.
Amen.
Now,
Amen.
That was one church, Pastor, in Canada. Here's another one. Unbelievably sick, evil people. Pastor goes nuclear on the Nazi cops. Stunning video has emerged in a Christian pastor passionately kicking police out of his Passover services this past weekend, commemorating the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Out, shouted the pastor of the cave of Adullam Church in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Nazis are not welcome here, the pastor said. Do not come back. You're Nazi psychopaths. Unbelievably sick you are. Evil people you are. Intimidating people in our church during the Passover celebration. You're Gestapo. You're a Nazi communist fascist. Don't you dare come back here. Now, let me just pause there, Pastor. I have to laugh at that, because that's about what I do.
Well, he's doing what the Word of God told us to do.
Yes.
He's reproving, rebuking, and exhorting with all long-suffering and doctrine.
You got it.
Amen. He's standing on the Word of God, and I appreciate him for that. But Dr. Youngblood, like you said, you're reading about this that it seems like it's happening far away, but we need to know it's right at the doors.
Right at the door.
Amen. It can happen here at any time. But what we're trying to do on today is sound the alarm before it gets here so that we could stand ready and be on guard that it not happen to us.
Yes.
Because our freedoms right now, we still have our freedoms, but we need to know what we have and know what we can stand on, because if we keep letting it slip away from us, after a while we won't have anything to stand on.
It'll be gone for good.
Amen.
Once it's gone, ladies and gentlemen, our freedom's gone forever. Once we lose our Bill of Rights, there's no more recapturing our Bill of Rights. Once we've lost our constitutional republic, there's no more calling it back. Once we've gone into a socialist, Maoist, Marxist, Leninist, communist nation, there's no turning back. Just look at North Korea. Look at China. Look at Russia. Look at Venezuela. Look at Cuba, just 90 miles off our southern coast, and understand what we're dealing with and what we must stand steadfast and fight for. We need to understand that.
Amen.
Further in this article, Pastor, it says, can you imagine those psychopaths, Passover, and they're here, the holiest Christian festival of the year, and they're coming to intimidate Christians during the holiest festival? Unbelievable, the pastor says. What's wrong with these sick psychopaths? It's beyond me. I dare you. I dare they come, he continues, end quote. Officials were present, including a woman wearing a jacket bearing the title Public Health Inspector, as well as seven police officers, many of them armed, apparently, to discuss COVID-related health restrictions on the church. But every time the woman wearing the Public Health Inspector jacket attempted to speak, she was interrupted by the pastor. Please get out of here. Get out of this property. Immediately get out, he told the officer as they stood on the staircase at the entranceway to the church. His voice became louder as officials did not hear, appear too eager to leave. Quote, I don't want you here. I don't want to hear a word out of you. Out, out, out of this property. Immediately get out until you come back with some warrant. End quote. The authorities eventually departed sheepishly as the pastor continued berating them and recording the incident on his cell smartphone. Unbelievable. We're living in a total takeover of government with the thugs, goons, the brown shirts, the Gestapo, wannabe dictators, the pastor said, coming to the church armed with guns and tasers and handcuffs to intimidate during Passover celebration. Well, I guess that's what it is. They want to enslave us like the Egyptians enslaved the people. They want to be pharaohs of today. What they're doing is unbelievable. People, if you don't stand up, wake up. I don't know what will happen tomorrow for our churches. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I would call a prophetic warning coming out of the pastor for everyone listening to under the sound of my voice today. Because, ladies and gentlemen, what we're finding is the encroachment of our liberties and our freedoms. We're going to talk about that in this whole litany of what I call conditions in America today. And we want to then do the bottom line, as I call it, that we need to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be heard, seen as Christians. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917. We're talking with Pastor Davis. Pastor Davis pastors up in Folkestone, Georgia.
Amen.
And I'm thankful that he's with us today.
Big
city of Folkestone.
Praise God.
I'm looking forward to what God is going to say and do during this broadcast. And I'm praying, ladies and gentlemen, that it gets your attention. We're living, we're watching people walk the streets forlorn with their big mask on in fear of what tomorrow might hold. Living in a state of fear. In fact, I was telling Pastor Davis before the broadcast, my wife and I had gone out to eat last evening, worked long hours, and got out to eat sometimes around 7:30, 8 o'clock. And as we were coming out of a restaurant, a lady was coming in with her big old mask on. And I paused for a moment, and I said, ma'am, do you realize we're not in a slave state? We're in a free state? And she kind of looked strange, like, what do you mean? I said, you don't have to wear that mask. There's no mask mandate for the state. There's no mask mandate or even mask recommendation by the mayor of Jacksonville. She said, I know, but I'm just afraid of what could happen, and I want to protect others. And I'm just amazed, ladies and gentlemen, at the submission and the surrender of our Bill of Rights in America. And with many, they consider themselves conservatives, and of those in particular that consider themselves Christians, walking around in submission and fear and compromise for a system. And ladies and gentlemen, I need to do a little parenthetical footnote on that. I've read probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,000 to 2,000 articles about the COVID vaccination, about COVID, about the pathogen, about the mask, about what has taken place and what people are doing. And let me just summarize it this way. There's not one iota of evidence that a mask will prevent you from getting COVID. Not one iota of evidence that will say that you can prevent spreading the COVID by wearing a mask. It just simply is not science. Regardless of what Joe Biden says, regardless of what Kamala Harris says, regardless of what Lord Fauci says, I want us to understand that's an absolute lie that's been perpetrated on American citizens, and we're falling in lockstep with that. And they have already tested Americans. The governmental system's already tested Americans to determine how quickly we will surrender to every whim and wish of the government. And that being said, ladies and gentlemen, the next thing on the calendar of our governmental authorities is, after they've already tested and they've already determined that the churches, the pastors, the Christians, will bow in submission and close the church doors when they simply say to do so, they've tested us to determine that now they can go and proceed with the requirements and the restrictions on every citizen by requiring a COVID pass, a COVID green card, COVID yellow star on your back, if you will, to determine that you are free of COVID. And by the way, Pastor, I don't know if you read this, but I've researched it and read, discovered this. The World Health Organization is now saying that even with the vaccination, there's no guarantee that you cannot transmit COVID. Even with the vaccination, the vaccination might be sustainable for 90 to 180 days.
My.
And yet we've gone through this, and now what they're doing, Lord Fauci or Emperor Fauci or Dr. Fauci, whatever you prefer title to assign to the Gestapo and the brown shirt mindset called Fauci. Dr. Fauci is now saying we need to keep wearing the mask. We need to keep getting vaccinated because, after all, there's a new strain of that virus that's on the horizon, and we don't know when it's coming, so we need to be prepared by keeping in the mask and keeping on the vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand what I'm saying? They want us to live in a constant state of fear rather than recognizing that we are free citizens in America.
Well,
I'm thankful for our governor, by the way, Pastor,
amen,
that said
amen.
That we're a free state. We're not going to mandate a mask. We're not going to mandate a vaccination. In fact, the governor has now, by executive order, and it's being passed by the legislators, that will make it illegal in the state of Florida for any business to say that you've got to have a COVID pass to get in.
Amen. Amen. And he's a smart man. I really like, you know, how he operates, how he, you know, runs the affairs here in the state of Florida.
Yes.
Kudos to him.
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe our governor needs to take some notes from your governor.
That's
here,
right.
In Florida. I see now where the governor here, Brian Kemp, in the state of Georgia, is now trying to pass voter registration laws, which is something that he probably should have done early on last year, and we wouldn't have been in the mess where we're at right now.
Right. If he had not bowed to the lobbyist, if he had not allowed the one that's in charge of the election program, allowed them to override the legislative process, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Amen.
But
amen.
As a result of bowing to the lobbyist, as a result, and ladies and gentlemen, I don't know the details of it. I've read a lot of articles and documentation on it. I believe there's some realm of financial consideration for many people that's in the leadership role in the state of Georgia that ought not to have taken it. As a result of that, they bowed to it. But as a result of what our governor in the state of Florida is saying, he's not going to allow the COVID pass, the QR code on your telephone, to allow that to take place in the state of Florida, of which I am thankful for.
Amen.
Here's an article that says, mask wearing represents fear and blind obedience, not science.
Amen, amen, amen. But, you know, speaking on what you just said about the vaccine, now, Dr. Youngblood, I believe I heard you say at the end of one of the comments that you had to say about the vaccine a while ago, after 90 or 180 days, the vaccine effectiveness is gone.
That's right.
What do you do then? Take another vaccine?
That's exactly where they're headed.
I mean, so
it's going to be a constant push for vaccine after vaccine. In other words, here's the point. If you've got a QR code, i.e. on your telephone, that says, I'm free of COVID, I've been vaccinated, how long does that vaccination last? So the government then will decide, well, your vaccination, well, you were vaccinated in April of 2021, and it's now September of 2021, you need to be revaccinated.
My.
And each time it will be a stronger dose or a different dose, and it is killing people, ladies and gentlemen, around the globe. Hundreds of thousands have been lamed, maimed, sterilized, paralyzed, and major, major problems, including death as a result of the vaccination. And when we see what is taking place with that, I can't help but to believe it's as a result of the eugenist that's called Bill Gates, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, that's pushing that through the Moderna and other vaccination programs. The design purpose is, number one, to control people, number two, to reduce the number in the global population. Bill Gates has already said we need to reduce it by about 1 billion in the global population. And so, ladies and gentlemen, there's an ulterior motive. But I'm looking at an article that says mask wearing represents fear and blind obedience and not science at all. Common sense, this subtitle says. This is a Dennis Prager article. Common sense, he says, logic and reason means little to the well-educated, end quote. Dated April the 5th. When I see people walking outside often alone with no one anywhere near them wearing a mask, my primary reactions are disappointment and sadness as I watch them, he said. I'm disappointed because I expected better from my fellow Americans. I never thought most Americans would be governed by irrational fears and unquestioning obedience to the authority. I have come to realize that I had a somewhat romanticized view of my countrymen in America. Had you told me a year ago that every American in nearly every metropolitan area would cover their face for over a year because one man, one political party, and the media told them to do so, I would have responded that you underestimate the strength of the American character. But here we are, 1.5 years later, and he says, I live in the Los Angeles area. I'm usually the only person on the street not wearing a mask. On the rare occasion I pass people not wearing a mask, I thank them and praise them and let them know that I am enthused and encourage them as they do not wear a mask. If you wear a mask, you do so in the belief that you're protecting yourself and or you're protecting others from COVID-19. So then why do you care if I don't wear a mask? Doesn't your mask protect you anyway? If it does, my not wearing a mask may I irritate you, but because you resent my assertion of freedom, my obvious lack of respect for government and medical authorities and my alleged selfishness, but there would be no rational, medical, or scientific basis for your objection for me not wearing a mask, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, what we want to understand today is where we are in America. We watch the government lock down businesses. We watch them do so without constitutional authority. We've lived through the national crazy mask mandate by fiat with no science. We've had over 200,000 people, ladies and gentlemen, in America. In fact, the number is really closer to 250,000. Had over 200,000, about 250,000 people to die due to depression, drug overdose, helplessness because of the lockdowns and the loss of jobs, the loss of business, with no churches open to worship or to give counsel or to give comfort to them in America. Ladies and gentlemen, that's one of the saddest things that I believe we can ever understand or think on, that hundreds of thousands have died hopeless and helpless with no church, no pastor to turn to because the churches have been closed. Ladies and gentlemen, there have been about 50,000, and I believe that's a low number, in nursing homes, especially in the tri-states, with the rabid man called Governor Cuomo in the state of New York and New Jersey and Pennsylvania, in the tri-states in the Northeast, some 50,000 to 60,000 people died, were killed in nursing homes because of their ineptness and because of their greed and wanting to, I believe, reduce the number on Medicare and Medicaid payroll and for the states. But as a result of that, it's just not catching up to Cuomo and others. But ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration, over 70 executive orders just since he's gone into office. It's a dictatorship approach. We're living under a unannounced dictatorship in America today, being run fiat by the executive orders. Our Bill of Rights are being foreclosed upon each and every day with the right of the people as to be free people. Our religious liberties and free speech and the right of self-defense are now being canceled by the dictator, Joe Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, the new attempt to plan and force COVID vaccinations is upon us. And all of our citizens are under duress, somehow thinking that we got to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. There's a feeling that we've got to accept the vaccination because, after all, I need to fly, I need to travel, I need to buy, I need to shop, I need to go to sporting events, and I'll be shut out of all of that if I don't take the vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the need to stand steadfast today. We're going to take about a one-minute break at the top of the hour for the news. We'll be right back after the news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials as we continue to face the issues today.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.